KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. The Department of Public Safety is investigating what changes would be necessary if the state were to allow village public safety officers to regularly carry firearms. That's according to Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters. The shooting death of an unarmed VPSO in Monongahela last month left many questioning whether Alaska should do more to allow those who protect Alaska's rural communities to defend themselves. The officers typically carry pepper spray, a collapsible baton, and a stun gun. They're also trained to use a shotgun to deal with wildlife issues, but generally do not take them on duty. Masters says the DPS plans to look at the issue closely over the next few months. The Nome Joint Utility Board approved the 2013 fuel contract for the city of Nome at last night's meeting. The contract is between Nome and Vitus Marine. A separate amendment was initially drawn up to extend the fuel contract through 2015, but Board Chair Berta Wilson emphasized the need to keep the amendment included within the original contract.
We want things that are all in one document that we can refer to that page and said yes every year that they're the same agreement and same language applies, that we will have that delivery on those dates. We will not have a late delivery.
Wilson says that it is the job of the board to question and ensure that terms and conditions will not be misinterpreted. She also stressed the need to verify delivery will occur in a timely manner.
We don't want any icebreakers. We don't want to make the front page news. We don't want to increase the rate of electricity because we did not, get our mail delivered.
The board unanimously approved blending the documents, establishing a multi-year fuel contract with Vitus Marine until 2015. The Nome Joint Utility Board meets next for a special meeting on budget and finances on April 25th at 7 p.m. Electronic cigarettes have had their debut in Nome recently, and with advertisements promoting health claims over regular cigarettes, the Nome Community Center and the Norton Sound Health Corporation's Camp Department chose to present facts about this new device. Tobacco Prevention Program Coordinator for the Nome Community Center, Danielle Sylvester, explains that electronic cigarettes are cigarette-shaped tubes with an LED light on the end. These e-cigs are filled with a liquid atomizer containing nicotine that is heated into a vapor when a smoker inhales. Typically, 2 to 5 puffs from an e-cigarette equals 1 cigarette. Sylvester says different ratings of nicotine can be purchased, ranging from 0 to low, medium, or high. She says this system is dangerous, especially with the 0 rating, as it does contain traces of nicotine.
For someone who is smoking, that may be a different scenario because they're dramatically reducing the amount of nicotine they're taking in, so the effects of addiction will be lessened. But someone who has never had a cigarette using one of these and thinks that zero nicotine may still start to develop those symptoms of addiction.
Megan Tim, tobacco quit coach for the camp department, says studies done in the U.S. and around the world are still inconclusive as to any health benefits of electronic cigarettes. The country of Turkey has banned them, and the World Health Organization states that e-cigs are not legitimate smoking cessation devices. Sylvester says the FDA currently regulates e-cigs in the U.S., but there is still not enough research identifying the harmful effects, especially from secondhand smoke.
It is not recommended as a replacement to smoking indoors due to lack of research of the byproduct. So we don't know what's in the vapor. We don't know if the vapor can hurt people just because of the lack of information on the liquid. Say you go into work and you start using this at work indoors, you're also putting the people who are around you potentially at risk and not knowing it.
Ultimately, Sylvester says more research needs to be done on the effects of smoking electronic cigarettes and recommends educating yourself before trying them. She reminds smokers that the effects of nicotine are still the same in e-cigs as in regular cigarettes.
It speeds up the heart rate, increases your blood pressure, and that's because of the constriction of your blood vessels, which can lead to long-term high blood pressure, hypertension, or heart disease like CHF and arrhythmias, which is a normal heartbeat. So this is, you know, over time use of nicotine. These are the effects of it. Immediately, though, it does constrict your blood vessels, so increases your blood pressure and increases your heart rate.
A second presentation on electronic cigarettes will be held tonight from 5:15 to 5:45 at the Nome XYZ Senior Center. If you're looking to quit smoking, call Megan Tim at 443-4583, or you can call the Alaska Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The Bethel City Council has defeated an ordinance that would have prohibited drunken walking. The amendment would have made drunken walking illegal on city streets or ice roads if it posed a hazard to traffic. Council members felt it was a bill targeted at drunken walking in the guise of a traffic ordinance. Other sections of the public decency law will be broken out and reconsidered at a future meeting. Those include laws prohibiting shoplifting, selling tobacco to minors, and public excretion within city limits. The U.S. Department of Energy and the state of Alaska will collaborate on future research of unconventional energy resources in the Arctic, including abundant reservoirs of methane hydrate. Federal and state officials announced the agreement yesterday and spoke to reporters from a natural gas conference in Texas. Unconventional energy resources in Alaska include shale oil, heavy crude oil, and methane hydrate, a lattice of ice that traps methane molecules but does not bind them chemically. Methane is the main ingredient of natural gas. The agreement calls for the Natural Resources Department to help federal energy officials with the assessment and research of unconventional energy. The federal agency and two partners last year completed fieldwork on a nearly $29 million experiment to extract methane hydrate from the ice lattice. The department is analyzing data from the project. The president of Iceland has announced that he is creating a new international assembly to discuss Arctic issues. According to the Barents Observer, President Olafur Ragnar Grimsson stated on Monday in Washington, D.C., that the new organization, the Arctic Circle, will meet for the first time this October. The mission of the Arctic Circle is to hold annual conversations on the future of the Arctic and collaborate on sorting through Arctic issues. Senator Lisa Murkowski is a member of the Arctic Circle Honorary Board, which also includes representatives from several Arctic nations. Other international voices, such as China, Singapore, India, and others, are also expected to participate in the forum. The price of gold in New York has risen $6.60, trading at $1,376.90 an ounce. Silver has fallen 13 cents, trading at $23.31. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome this morning at 8:36. It's expected to depart to Anchorage at 9:42. Unofficially 9 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.